Yes, it is, Wendy.
Happy Humper.
And to you and yours. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. It is the middle of the week. It's Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. This is the bonus hour. No additional charge for this hour.
I just figured out who it is.
All right. I just saw a picture of a celebrity online, and I know it's radio, and it isn't fair that I can't show it to everybody.
We can put it on our Facebook page.
We can put it on the Facebook page. But I said to you, who is this person? Please describe the person. I want to see if there's the name of this guy.
No, I know who it is.
All right.
I can't describe this person.
No? Who is your guess? Who is it?
Sammy Sosa.
It is Sammy Sosa. And right now, honestly, from the Sammy Sosa that we knew as a member of the Chicago Cubs, the Cubs right fielder for several years, I look more like that version of Sammy Sosa than Sammy Sosa does.
I do.
You do.
As well.
Everybody does. It's amazing. He looks nothing like the Sammy Sosa of old, not even remotely like.
Okay, well, Sammy Sosa was a bit of a pipsqueak when he was on the White Sox.
Right. His first year or two in baseball, he was very thin.
Then he was the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
And then over the course of the last few years, there were reports that he was bleaching his skin. So there was
Does he cop to that, or does he say no?
I don't know. But
remember when Michael Jackson got lighter, he said he had stratego.
No, he said he had vitiligo.
Right.
God, Bill. I don't know what the stratego catchphrase was, but
I thought he had stratego.
No.
All right.
I never played that game very often.
I didn't either.
I remember commercials for it.
Too wary.
But I liked Risk.
Yeah, I didn't play Risk either. Too much war.
But I can see
Tippett. I like Tippett.
I could see where you can become power hungry like Kim Jong-un
right.
and wanting to take control of everything. Because when you play Risk and you get control of a country,
makes you power hungry
you want
for more. You want more, right.
I think it was like a couple years ago. I think it was mentioned that he bleached his skin because he almost looked like a pink vampire.
Yeah, like a pink, right. That's the perfect way to describe him.
Seriously.
A pink vampire.
Well, this is different.
I think now that people can be, like in the old days.
He looks like a Keebler elf.
Yeah, kind
or
of.
Or a leprechaun.
I don't know if it's a leprechaun. He looks otherworldly. Like, you know how sometimes
in a
sci-fi movie, people will be a different color or something, and you'll go, well, they don't look like humans anymore. They're like pod people. Sammy Sosa looks like a pod person now.
He looks like in the Leprechaun movie.
Oh, like
the leprechaun
and leprechaun?
Kind of.
A little bit. Not as mean. Not as mean.
Not as angry.
Right.
It's funny because Bill showed me this thing and said, who is this? Turned his computer monitor around. And what did I say to you? I go, I know that face.
Right. Is that how you put it together?
Yeah, because I was like, the eyes.
Just the way he carries himself, though, doesn't seem Sammy Sosa-like anymore. He's not massive.
Nope.
So maybe he stopped allegedly juicing.
Now, were you just Googling Sammy Sosa for fun, or how
No.
did this pop up on your computer?
There's something on Yahoo that just gives us an update on him. I can't tell where he is. He looks like he's somewhere in Europe, just by the way the buildings are. I could be wrong, but it looks very European wherever he is. But everything about him is very un-Sammy Sosa. I mean, we're used to seeing Sammy Sosa dressed like a baseball player, and he's not. He's dressed like a man about town, wearing a very, very peculiar either scarf or tie or some hybrid of scarf and tie.
It's not a good look.
But the most jarring thing is that, you know, I know that over years your skin can become a little bit darker or a little bit lighter. But he's, I'd say, 15 or 16 shades lighter than the Sammy Sosa that we knew.
Yes. And I guess, Bill, as of 23 hours ago, Sammy Sosa's white skin has Twitter freaking out all over again.
I hate to hear that.
He's in London.
Oh, I knew it had to be somewhere in Europe. What's he doing in London?
When baseball legend Sammy Sosa was spotted in London, the former Chicago Cubs player looked lighter than ever. Back in July, the 48-year-old made headlines for appearing with significantly whiter skin. Born in the Dominican Republic, Sosa had melanin-filled brown skin when he first arrived to the United States at the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the years that followed his baseball fame, Sosa became noticeably lighter, which caused some fans to question his appearance.
He is lighter than you or I.
Yeah, I'm pretty fair.
Yeah,
I use fake tanner, but I'm still pretty fair.
I'm not using fake tanner, but my skin now, and this is November, so I've not been laying out lately, is far darker than Sammy Sosa's is.
You're dark-complected, though.
A little bit, not a lot.
For a suburban white man.
Yeah, I guess.
Fans were puzzled again by Sosa's new white skin tone on Tuesday, so just yesterday, after two photos of the Major League Baseball star surfaced. In both photos, including one where Sosa is doing the popular dab dance.
Popular when?
You know,
five years ago, right? It's not popular now.
I'm shocked you even know what it was.
I remember it. I didn't do it, but I remember it.
My son Dylan made me do the dab while I was sleeping the other day. I woke up to him. I'm like, what are you doing? Making you dab? Please. He could arguably be mistaken for a white man. This is from Newsweek.com. While some fans claimed Sosa's bleached appearance was because he hated his brown skin, others voiced they were worried about the former baseball player's mental state.
He looks zombified.
A little bit.
Doesn't he?
Is he trying to get cast on The Walking Dead?
The Swinging Dead. Not because of the dab dance. I mean, because he swung a baseball bat.
It was 2009 when Sosa first appeared with a lighter skin tone. It's been that long?
Wait, what year?
2009.
No,
however, Sosa,
it can't be that long ago.
Sosa explained his appearance resulted from using skin bleaching cream. So he did.
He copped to it,
yeah,
a little bit.
It's a bleaching cream that I apply before going to bed, and it whitens my skin tone, Sosa told Univision's Primer Impacto show in 2009, adding that his use of the cream had nothing to do with him being ashamed of his previous honey brown complexion. It's a cream that I have that I use to soften my skin, but it has bleached me some.
Wouldn't you stop using it? If it was that dramatic, you'd probably stop using it, wouldn't you?
Unless you like the effects.
Oh, maybe.
He went on to say, I'm not a racist. I live my life happily.
Yeah.
What happened was...
He is smiling in the photograph, so that proves it.
What happened was that I had been using the cream for a long time, and that combined with the bright TV lights made my face look whiter than it really is. I don't think I look like Michael Jackson.
Yes, you do. He does look like Michael Jackson.
Sosa did not explain why he uses the bleaching cream to soften his skin. Other celebrities have come under fire for their alleged skin bleaching, including the aforementioned Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
His sister LaToya.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, a little bit with LaToya. Not as dramatic with LaToya as Michael, but a little bit.
LaToya went for the look that was much like Michael. Like, Michael looked like Diana Ross in a way for
a while.
LaToya did the same thing. She followed suit.
Yeah.
Janet kept true to her Jackson heritage.
And the talented Jackson, Tito, his skin remains the exact same perfect tone, in my opinion, perfect.
It's been rumored that Beyonce, Rihanna, Eva Longoria, Lil Kim and Jennifer Lopez.
Are Lil Kim and Lil Wayne related?
No. They should get married, though.
Yeah. I wonder why they don't.
And Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
None of whom have actually acknowledged bleaching their skin in an effort to appear lighter, but that's the rumor going around, according to Newsweek.com.
I hadn't really thought about it with Jennifer Lopez, but maybe a little bit.
I don't think so. And women can put makeup on to change their complexion.
Anytime they want to.
I mean, I use self-tanner, and then my makeup is kind of on the darker side. You're
mm-hmm.
supposed to match your makeup, and of course you know this, your makeup base.
Yeah.
To, a lot of people say the inside of your wrist, because that's the fairest skin.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
But professional makeup artists will put like a couple streaks like under your chin.
Yeah.
Like on the side of your chin, because your neck is like your real color.
Right, right.
It's not as exposed to the elements like your face is. So they say to do a perfect skin match, you're supposed to do it under your jawline and see what just blends in and you can't see. But I always go a little darker with my makeup.
Do you think that Max Factor will use Sammy Sosa as a consultant so that more of us can learn how to make ourselves look incredibly different just by changing our skin tone? Because I would like to, when I go to a department store now, I would like to sit down at a desk and they'll pull out a Sammy Sosa skin chart and they'll go, which year Sammy Sosa's skin tone would you like to emulate? And I'll go, well, today's. I want to look like Casper.
Why is business not your middle name?
I don't know why. Because I already have a fun middle name.
Sammy Sosa is lighter than Pennywise the Clown from It.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
By the way, are you all caught up on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Mm-hmm.
There's something that I have to mention that's not really a spoiler alert, but it is the funniest thing I've ever seen on TV in quite some time. It's very rude. It's very mean.
Does it have to do with a makeup person at a department store?
A perfume person.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like doing that?
Every time I'm in a department store.
I don't want to give things away because it's...
It's just the way that Larry reacts to a person who wants to perfume him, right? He's very, very
I rewound that like 7 or 8 times.
It's very funny.
It is the funniest thing. And
sometimes you'll be, if you enter into a store, and I won't even name names, you pick your favorite department store, you will be accosted by a perfume or a makeup person who wants so badly to improve you, and you don't want to be improved. You just want to get through the store, get to somewhere else.
Do not do what Larry David has done.
It's very funny.
I swear to God, I rewound it 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
Wait, can I see that again? It was one of the funniest things I've seen on TV in a very long time.
Very nice.
Very rude, though.
All right. I don't know how much time we have for this. I'll start it, and if we don't have time, maybe we can carry it over. And maybe we can say to Judy, unless the news is important, this is more important.
We'll
see how that goes over.
Yeah.
A woman has been sent home from the hospital. She went in because she was having labor pains. This is in New York. And she turned out she was not quite ready to give birth, so they sent her home, and she went home, where she delivered the baby herself.
That's my worst nightmare.
Is that possible?
Well, yeah, Bill.
You can do that?
Well, it just kind of comes out when it's ready to come out.
I guess, but...
Granted, there's some pushing involved.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's time to push, there's really not much else you can do but push.
Does this happen often? This doesn't happen a lot, does it?
No, but I would... talk to some attorneys about the hospital sending her home.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. A mother who was sent home from the hospital while in labor wound up delivering her baby in her own bathroom. On the night of October 25th, Alicia Thompson, 24-year-old mother of two. Now, I think that may have helped a little bit, that she'd already been through the process a few times, and maybe she knew what was coming next. Like, if it was the first time, you go, I have no idea what to do now. It's just me by myself. What do I do here? Knew she was in active labor when she and her boyfriend, Christopher LaPointe, were lying in bed watching Criminal Minds. They're very specific in the story. They don't say what was happening in that episode of Criminal Minds.
I'm shocked.
I don't know why. Her contractions had occurred on and off throughout the day, but by that evening they were fast and powerful. She said, I said to Chris, babe, we need to get to the hospital. The couple then drove 45 minutes to Highland Hospital in Rochester, New York, from their home in Hanoi, New York. When they arrived, Thompson, was monitored in the triage room for labor and delivery, said, a few hours later, my contractions were 2 minutes apart, but my cervix was 3 centimeters.
Thank you for your cervix.
Thank you for your cervix, Wendy. Because my contractions were irregular.
It sounds way worse when you say it to me.
Because mine's more genuine. I don't have
your cervix?
Spoiler alert, I don't even have a cervix. I was just being polite.
Don't follow suit sometimes.
My fallopian tubes are tied to nothing. I don't have a cervix. Too expensive.
They
couldn't
afford
one. They
don't tie it to anything. They tie them together.
It's all just in there. It's all just in there. Whatever's there is there. I was pretty upset because I knew I was in active labor, she said. Once at home, Thompson's contractions, that would be can't, wouldn't, aren't, shouldn't. You know how contractions work. Were so strong that she began dry heaving. So the couple decided to drive a shorter distance to Thompson Health. But when the mom made a quick bathroom trip, she suddenly lost her mucus plug.
Enjoy your lunch, everyone. Send letters and fan mail to Bill Leff, L-E-F-F, WGN Radio.
I've lost my mucus plug.
Well, it's showtime when that happens.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, you know, popping the cork on the champagne bottle.
Yes. Yes. I told Christopher to get me a pad to wear for the car ride, and suddenly I felt the baby coming out, says Thompson. I yelled for Chris to call 911, and by the time he grabbed the phone and walked back to the bathroom a few seconds later, I was holding my daughter in my arms.
Wow, that's quick.
That's fast. I have three things in my head.
I don't
each
even,
of them hideous.
I don't want to hear anything.
Thompson adds, it was pretty scary, and I don't remember any thoughts running through my head.
Didn't have time to have thoughts.
No, it's too fast. When I reached down while sitting on the toilet, I could feel my baby's head, so I pulled her out. I don't even remember pushing. That's how fast this was. No pushing needed. While waiting for the paramedics, Thompson and her grandmother, who was home at the time, that's a way to scare grandma. Hey, grandma, can you come in here for just a second? I got to show you something. Wrapped the baby in a towel, and LaPointe tied off the umbilical cord. Now, you have to cut it also, right?
Ultimately, you just, but, you know.
Is this a temporary fix? You just tie it?
Well, yeah, you want to cut off the blood supply, and if you don't have sterile scissors at your house, I would wait till the paramedics arrive
yes.
to do it.
Ooh. Ooh.
I mean, people have done it.
Yeah. Mmm. That's sick.
That's sick. After everything you've read, that's sick.
Well, it's just weird. The cord is there. It'd be like, remember in the old days when you had a phone and you could only go a very short distance with your phone?
Again, I like to call this portion of our show Bill Leff Unleashed. Today he has demonstrated that quite beautifully.
You know, you
Judy, be thankful
to go,
you weren't here for some of this.
You wanted to go into the dining room and you're like, I can't go into the dining room because my cord will only connect, you know, 15 feet. It's a short cord.
Thank God cordless phones came, and soon they'll have cordless babies. Jeez, Bill, you suck me into all this crap. He really does.
You're not talking about eating it, are you?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, but we did talk to the guy who played Kung Fu.
David Carradine.
And rumor had been going around for years.
Yeah.
This is pre-internet, too, that once his wife...
Barbara Hershey.
Oh,
Siegel. She changed her name later on.
Really?
When she married Jonathan Livingston Siegel.
Oh, jeez. So easy to tell a story with him. But evidently, he said there was rumor that he took part in some placenta.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah. After the baby was born.
After it was expelled.
It was considered good luck.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so we had him on, and I asked him that, and did he confirm or deny?
I was so sick.
Is that when he walked out?
No.
Can't believe you asked him that.
Well, it was honestly bandied about. I figured, like, okay, is it true you really did that?
Wendy used to ask all of our guests that question.
Have you ever eaten placenta?
Right. That's why Steve Dale stopped coming on with us for a while.
Rye or toast?
All right, I am going home.
Oh, no. All right, we must take a break.
Yeah, it's the noon hour. People are eating lunch.
I know. They were eating lunch. They stopped eating lunch. We just got a text from everybody listening.
I think he said yes, he did, though.
I think he did say he did.
He copped to it.
A lot of people do it. I don't think it's
never,
not even
that
unusual. It's supposed to be just filled with all these great
nutrients for your
right.
face.
I might put it on my face if I had the chance.
That's different than, you know.
Well.
I had put Neutrogena on my face. I wouldn't eat it.
I wouldn't even eat Brussels sprouts.
I wouldn't put those on my face either.
Or Russell sprouts in this case. All right, let's take a break. Let's reform. Let's figure things out.
Who's Russell?
I don't know.
Go to the break.
Judy has the news. We have a meeting with management. And then there might be
yeah,
more.
Yeah, but that was pre-scheduled.
Oh, yeah, that was already scheduled.
All right,
that was
so
already scheduled.
Know.
More to come. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We were talking about baby deliveries. Judy and I were comparing war stories. Of course, Judy's was a war.
Of course. And if it wasn't, I would have made it up
It
could be worse.
One of your children was came
Breach.
Feet first. And Bill created
Butt
a little
first,
song.
By the way, it's even worse. She's folded up. I'm going to make it
babies
as worse
don't
as I
fold
can.
Up.
And, oh, did I mention that the epidural didn't work?
Mine didn't either.
I got the headache.
Okay, you win. I'm just trying to say.
This is supposed to be one of the happiest moments of a person's life. Then, yours does not sound happy.
I was trying to, you know, lighten things up.
And
by
you sang a little song. Well,
breach, baby, give me your hand, give me something.
Give me your foot.
Give me your
foot.
Give me your butt so I can get you out.
Right. That's a fun song. Someone
you two are the. We have to keep them separated from now on, Jasmine. These two cannot hang out together. It's like in gym class.
He
These two can't
it.
Be in the same.
He started it.
Judy started it, just for the record. All right, it is it's news time, thank goodness. Here with the news, just a little past 12:30, Judy Pilak.
Well, flags in Illinois will be flown at half staff beginning tomorrow in honor of a Rockford police officer who died in the line of duty. Governor Rauner's order starts at sunrise, ends on sunset Saturday. That's the day Officer Jamie Fox will have his funeral. He died of blunt force trauma during a traffic stop on Sunday. A pickup truck driver was shot to death in that incident. No jury duty for former President Barack Obama.
Aww.
I know. I'm sure he was very disappointed.
Like you thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, the panel that he was on was not needed.
Oh.
I know. I was really thinking
fair.
Of some great stories that could have happened. Like, he could have been in the jury box shaking his head. No, no.
What would that have sounded like?
When I put that law into effect, that's not what I intended.
I meant something totally different. That's not the interpretation that I had first set out to prove.
Oh, my God, you're good. Well, Mr. Obama arrived at the Daily Center in Chicago this morning. As summoned, he was waving and greeting onlookers. And
seems like a nice enough man.
Yeah, right?
He got his $17.20.
Does he still get it? I don't know if he gets it.
Yeah, if you have to
just show up.
They canceled all the court cases when I was there that day, and they said, please come by for your check, $17.20.
Show me the money. It's not quite what I was hoping, but show me the money anyway.
And he watched the Lester Holt
video.
Yeah.
How to be a juror.
And Lester Holt, this is a very old video.
Yeah.
Well, it must be. It was like a voiceover, right? He did?
No, he's on camera.
Oh,
talking
really?
About all. Have you never been to jury duty?
I have.
You didn't pay attention?
I did not see that.
It's at the very beginning when you get there and you sit down and then they say, okay, we'll be starting the video. And there's just a little introductory. Lester Holt does a fantastic job.
I know that guy. That's Lester Holt.
When was that? Like, are you sure they still play that?
Yes. When did I go? Last February.
Less than a year ago, yeah.
Well, it was a long, long time ago.
Maybe they didn't have the Lester Holt video.
Maybe not. Because I actually was pregnant
with
my first.
Elba.
So that would have been.
That I'll pay attention.
I've been to jury duty in Cook County and DuPage County. I haven't been called since.
Nothing?
No.
They know not to.
Well, and I was kind of the foreman on the last one.
Oh.
We stayed quite late.
How
was
late
it just one day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a dumb case, but not
look
to the
at her.
I
no
guess.
Wonder she's not been asked back.
When you
know
say
what
a
happened?
Dumb case, why was it a dumb case?
It was
case?
Like a traffic incident.
Oh.
And in a parking lot, but
and that
what
went
happened?
To a jury, huh?
And. Everyone was like, just give him something. You know how people are. I'm
right.
Like, no. We're going to sit here and we're going to go through everything. And people, I think, hated me.
And you've not been called
the judge
back.
Especially. No, I haven't been called back. So
there's a
anyway,
poster of her in all the courtrooms.
Exactly. Right. The big X through it. The circle and the X.
You're on post office wall, too. I saw it. Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you, Radio's Judy Pilak.
If you were listening to the first half of the stream,
you're probably not still listening.
I just want to let you know that the band name Mucus Plug is still available because no
available?
One has registered it.
What's with that?
But other plugs in the news, if I may. This from the New York Post. A woman who admitted that she pulled the plug from her fiancé's kayak and was euphoric as she watched him drown in the frigid Hudson River, dodged murder and manslaughter raps on Monday, taking a plea deal for the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide.
Oh.
She took the plug from his kayak.
She admitted that?
Yep.
All right, and he ended up drowning.
Yep.
So how does she not get charged with a higher crime?
Criminally negligent homicide. I don't think it's negligent. I
no,
think it's intentional.
Not only intentional, but planned, which is even worse.
Right.
Premeditated.
Right.
I don't understand.
She had malice aforethought.
Yes. There's something we're not knowing about this
I saw
case.
An episode of Spoo.
It's very weird.
What?
I saw an episode of SVU when they talked about
Malice. SVU. SVU. I'm like, what's SVU?
Yeah, SVU.
You got to get into his head sometimes, and trust me, it's very scary.
I'm not going there ever.
37-year-old Angelica Graswald, who had faced 25 years to life in prison if convicted at trial, now faces as little as 16 months to 4 years behind bars.
That's it.
So maybe it had something to do with the victim's family. Sometimes that happens.
Press
yeah,
it?
They didn't, or they didn't want it.
Oh my
it or,
God! Wouldn't you press it if somebody intentionally made your son drown?
Yeah.
But there's more to that story. There has to be.
Well, and with time served since her imprisonment in 2015, the slap on the wrist sentence could see her released on parole as soon as December.
Wow.
Oh. What was her reasoning for the murder?
The deal comes despite Graswald's stunning statements to police, which a judge ruled could be admitted into evidence. This is her her statement. "I wanted him dead, and now he's gone," she told cops during a lengthy 2015 interrogation.
And that helped her?
"And I'm okay with it," she added.
Oh, well.
Orange County prosecutors had charged her with second-degree murder and manslaughter, claiming she wanted to cash in on her fiancé's $250,000 life insurance policy. He would have been her third husband. Where are the other two husbands?
What, is she a black widow?
It sounds like
I thought maybe she was abused or no defense like that. Just,
nothing?
Oh, I wanted the money?
Well, let's read on again from the New York Post. The DA's office said she cruelly moved the paddle away from him as he was struggling to stay afloat with water temperatures in the 40-degree range.
Wow.
And failed to render him assistance, including timely calls for help. Asked during the 11-hour interrogation why she wanted her fiancé to die, the Latvian immigrant bizarrely performed yoga poses and said, "I wanted to be free."
All right, strange on its own, but the yoga poses make it even stranger.
Why now she can do yoga since he's gone?
Yeah.
I think she was a yoga participant prior. She said their relationship had been strained when he pressed her for sexual stuff, saying he wanted threesomes and porn and everything. Still not a good reason to kill someone.
No, haven't heard it yet. No defense.
Not over this.
The missing kayak plug was eventually recovered from the center console of the car that Graswald was driving. That's when you throw it out the window.
Right.
She was too busy doing yoga.
But she had maintained...
Because it makes you so relaxed, you're not thinking clearly.
Right.
Oh, this is her defense.
Yeah?
She said that he drowned because he was drunk, not because of the missing plug, and that she was just telling the cops what they wanted to hear to get out of a grueling interrogation. She said, "I was at my breaking point. I just had it, so I just gave them what they wanted."
Was she still doing yoga poses for this part, or did she stop doing yoga poses?
I don't know. She was on 2020 in 2015.
Yeah.
They should have waited till 2020. And right. I don't know if she did yoga poses.
What's that going to be like in 2020?
It's a parallel universe.
Wow, that's going
to
be
weird.
You're
going to have to rename the show.
Right.
Right.
Graswald on Monday tearfully admitted that she pulled the plug from husband-to-be Vincent Villafore's boat before watching him drown as his kayak capsized during a boozy boating trip in April 2015. She said she knew that the ring for his paddle was missing and that he was not wearing a life vest or a wetsuit despite heading into dangerously cold and rough conditions, according to prosecutors. Both sides claimed victory in Monday's plea deal.
I don't think either side won. He's dead. Well, I guess she won. She got out of jail.
So now, though,
early.
I'm hearing she pulled the plug, but that didn't make. Was he already in the water? What?
His kayak. All right. So his kayak was taking water in because the plug had been pulled on his kayak. So then he's struggling to try to get out of the water, and she won't help him get
or
out.
Or give him the paddle.
Right.
He was up the creek without a paddle.
But
basically.
She pulled the plug.
Yes, yes.
They
found it in her car.
So, you know, I guess there's some slim little.
I'd give her 6 months just for the yoga poses. I'd go, throw in an extra half a year.
Yeah, that he could have maybe saved himself, but he couldn't. I mean, but there was a chance. You know what I mean? She didn't hold his head down in the water.
Yeah, right. But excuse me.
I know, right. I know.
She still could have saved him. She could have helped
right,
him.
And there is a law that you do, if you can, you have to render aid.
Right.
The Good Samaritan law, but it's not in all states, I thought.
Remember those kids?
Yep,
was
the drowning.
Like 6 months ago,
yeah,
they saw
horrible.
That guy drown, yeah. And they wouldn't help him. They were just laughing and videotaping him.
Listen, the worst part about that, I was listening to you guys. I had left early, and I listened to you guys talk about it.
Yeah.
The worst part of it is if I'm not a really super strong swimmer, so I would kind of be scared. But the first darn thing I'd do would be to call 911,
sure.
And I certainly wouldn't taunt the man. That's
right.
What bothered me in that. They were taunting him, videotaping him, and go, oh, looks like he's going to die.
Yeah.
I mean,
terrible.
What kind of human being does that?
No, they're animals.
While no outcome can compensate for the loss to Viafore's family, this disposition will hopefully bring a measure of closure, according to the DA. This plea ensures that the defendant will be held criminally liable for her actions.
And how,
barely.
And her sentence ended up being how long exactly?
4 months to 6 years.
You could kill a guy or well...
Let a guy die
and
well,
not
help
him.
Well, she was directly responsible for his
death.
She
pulled the plug,
right,
she admitted
but-
it.
Yeah,
and only get
again,
4 months of jail.
Yeah, because she had a good lawyer who said she didn't.
Yeah.
And she didn't hold his head down. She didn't knock him off the boat.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, I know.
Well, here's what the defense lawyer said. We have maintained from the beginning this was not an intentional killing. This resolution supports that.
No, but she denies it. She's saying, no, he was drunk and I didn't mean to.
But she said she wanted his money.
Listen,
but she said she told the cops what they wanted to hear.
Did the defense lawyer then do yoga poses, or was it just strictly
no,
her
he
doing
did,
yoga?
No, he did jumping jacks because
he won.
And her U.S. resident status expires next year. She does face deportation back to Latvia.
Oh, you hate to
good
lose.
Good luck there.
You hate to lose her.
Latvia. Yeah.
Listen, if you had gotten me mad about saying something stupid on the air, and I...
This is hypothetical. Oh. This is just, Judy, write this down. This is
okay.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
And yeah. If I loosened the lug nuts on your wheel...
Yes.
And your wheel fell off and you perished, I'm totally to blame.
You would not be charged with first-degree murder. You would be charged with manslaughter.
For the record, I had...
But it was intentional. Still.
I have a letter written saying that if anything suspect ever happens to me to look into Wendy...
First?
I've had that letter written for years.
And who has that letter?
I keep updating it. Our boss, Jimmy DeCastro.
Well, good luck with that.
Why?
He's my boss now, Bill. You can't tell me.
How's that going to go over?
I think it's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Me and the breakfast lover.
It's going to be great. All right. So I say you let this woman rot in jail after what she did. Or send her to Latvia.
I think so.
Either way.
Yeah. Latvians everywhere. Bill Leff, L-E-F-F.
She can go to jail in Latvia, where the jails are not quite as nice, Wendy. I know that firsthand. Did a little time in Latvia for jaywalking. I'm not proud of it, but I did it.
What did his family, did the victim's family say in any comments?
Why aren't they a little upset?
He didn't seem very well liked.
Right. Not a good swimmer. We tried to tell him, you got to take more swim classes. He wouldn't listen.
And what do you learn from this? Always wear a life preserver.
Always wear a life preserver.
You know, even the best of swimmers, and especially two things that don't mix is drinking alcohol and water.
Yeah,
they just really
never.
Don't.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, always wear a life jacket.
Even when I, like, jump off a boat in, like, Michigan to swim, I always put a life jacket on.
I don't
understand that. See, I do.
Makes for funny tan lines. It really does. If I'm right by the boat and I haven't been drinking, I don't wear a life.
Do.
To
I
go swimming?
Yeah. Why not? It's float. I mean, then I don't have to really swim. I just float around.
Right.
And,
it's easier.
Yeah. It's, you just want to, you know, cool off.
You
you're
feel
taking
the water.
A dip. I'm not doing laps.
Right.
When does your book, Judy Pylak's Lazy Girl Guide, come out? Because I would certainly like to read it.
It's not about lazy. It's about being safe.
Right.
I can swim, but I don't feel comfortable jumping into Lake Michigan in 25 feet of water without a life preserver on.
I'm with you.
Even though I got to tell you, it's crystal clear out there. It's so beautiful. I mean,
when
you
get
see
out
all
a
the
ways.
Way. Yeah. I'm talking being out. That's the thing. I just, I hate when my kids do it. They jump off without it. I always want them to just put a life preserver on. I mean, we're not talking about the old kind. We're talking about the zip up. Can't even tell. It's like a bathing suit.
Right.
And then I don't
That's
have
easy.
To worry.
I don't know. I don't think you need a life preserver for going swimming.
The only people I might never do it is people I don't like. Yeah, jump in. You don't need a life preserver.
Wait, Judy, you've said that to me on several occasions.
She knows you're a good swimmer. Don't take it the wrong way.
I hope so. I also learned that if I'm ever in court for anything, I'm going to do yoga poses. And I never do yoga poses.
Because apparently that'll get you off. You'll only get four to 6 years.
The jury will go, I didn't like what this guy said, but the yoga poses were very impressive.
Yeah, she will lose that.
That's the yoga defense.
She'll lose all that toning if she goes to prison. We got to let her off.
No, she can teach a yoga class there.
Maybe.
I'm thinking yoga doesn't play well in prison.
Oh, sure it does.
Is it like a mind thing too?
They yeah. want to keep everyone calm. My first round in jail,
I was going to say gig, but that's not it. I ruined my whole joke, my whole make-believe story.
Go on, try again. Judy, Wendy's starting off. Listen to Wendy.
My first stint in Cook County. Right. I took a yoga class.
And don't say Cook, say County.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My first stint,
yeah, 26. Is that 26 in the Cal?
Yeah. What happened?
They had a yoga class there, and it tried to keep everyone very zen-like so there wouldn't be a fight over Jell-O in the cafeteria.
And I'm telling you that, no, it's never quiet in jail. It's always loud, so yoga's not going to go over well. I don't know where you were. You must have been in.
There was a yoga studio.
No, you were in. You were in confinement. You know what's
solitary?
Solitary. Yeah.
No wonder it was so quiet.
That's why it was quiet. It was just you and your yoga.
Actually, there's probably more yelling and screaming when Wendy's in solitary than general population in jail. A lot
of
bickering.
Don't you watch Orange Is the New Black?
I do.
Although I got to admit,
jail seems pretty okay there.
No,
it does
don't say
not.
That.
It
don't
does
say
not.
That.
I'm kidding. But that is federal prison.
That is some different. Nasty stuff that I do not want to partake in.
The one that scared me off, not that I was ever in jeopardy of going to jail, because I don't think you'll ever see me in jail. I don't think. But Oz was the one. I used to watch Oz.
Oh, that was Adebisi with his little hat.
Yeah, every minute of Oz made me nervous. Yeah.
And Vern Schillinger, who...
Why do Verns always go to prison?
Verns always do go to prison.
He was the Not My Tempo guy. I can't think of his name. J.K.
Sweets.
Rowling?
J.K. Rowling.
He was...
J.K. Simmons.
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot of J.K.'s in the
news. Yeah. J.K., just kidding.
J.K. Simmons.
He was Vern Schillinger.
Yeah.
The neo-Nazi guy.
Nasty.
He was a bad... Shut your mouth.
Talking about Schillinger. Yeah, he was a bad man.
Yeah, no,
everybody
prison,
on prison almost
is
everybody.
Never,
Ernie Hudson.
Never a good day in prison.
Right. Rita Moreno. Never. I totally watched that. That was horrific. That was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. And if you want to deter kids from breaking the law, show that in high schools.
Yeah. They showed us Scared Straight. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's
Did you
a good
see
one
Scared
too.
Straight?
S.A. Morales?
No, that was
Bad Boys.
That was Bad Boys. Scared Straight was where... They brought a bunch of kids that were troubled kids into a prison.
A real prison.
A real prison. And then the prisoners, you know, would taunt them and say, what are you smiling at? You think this is funny?
I remember that.
And they'd take their shoes. And that for some reason, that was the deterrent kids needed. Oh, man, they took my shoes.
It probably gets a lot
worse than that.
Yeah.
You saw that
they
in school?
They
will take your dignity in prison.
First they showed it on TV. Then they showed it in our school. And I had already seen it, but some of the kids that...
Were you scared straighter?
I was already pretty straight.
That's why she said straighter.
Yeah. I guess I was.
Well, for seeing it twice, you'd really be scared straight.
Right.
Was the second time scary, too, or were you like, seen this, been there, done that?
It's really scary.
It is. And I don't know if they still do. They still show that to kids? I don't think they do
and
anymore.
And the thing about Scared Straight, it was scary because it was real.
Right.
They didn't have to be overly, even though they were. I mean, you just realized this is for real.
But whose talk show is it? On somebody's talk
show. Jenny Jones did it for a while, I think.
They have a guy on who's like a prison warden, and whenever there's a troubled kid on the show,
they're not. They're like, they're not
Steve
army
Wilco?
Guys, but they do.
It's like a boot camp or something.
A boot camp. It's exactly a boot camp for bad kids.
So they'll bring the kid to the boot camp, and they'll be really extra hard on him, and then they bring him back to the studio, and the kid. All of a sudden sits up real straight and he goes, oh, man, he became like my new dad and stuff like that.
Right.
Now, this was Scared Straight. Something else. Scared Straight was a 1978 documentary. So 1978.
Wow.
I never saw it in school.
Yeah, they showed it in our school.
I saw high school.
I felt like it was on HBO or something because I think they...
No.
We didn't have HBO by then.
But I feel like they swore and...
They did swear.
They did. Okay, it was narrated by, do you remember?
1978, really?
The subject of the documentary is a group of juvenile delinquents in their three-hour session with actual convicts.
Yeah.
Convicts. Release date, November 2nd, 1978.
Cloris Leachman?
No.
Who are we...
I'll give you a hint. This is a person who narrated it, because I don't remember the narrator.
Yeah.
But now that I see who it is, I should have.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
No.
Someone like that.
He was on Electric Company then.
He should have narrated it.
He loved a trench coat.
Peter Falk.
Yep. Very good. We should be
Peter
on a charades
Falk.
Team together.
You guys are good. You could go to all the restaurants around town and just get free dinners. Exactly.
Our scared straight review.
Scared silly. We just go in. We convince kids to not go into
silly.
Not go into show business.
Oh my gosh!
You tell them scary stories about show business.
You're a great duo. I think that's why they put you together on the radio.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so it was one documentary because I felt like it was on every week.
No, it was only
just one time.
They may have done a follow up one at some point.
Beyond Scared Straight came out in 2011.
Yeah, with Beyonce.
Beyonce's
Scared Straight.
No, with her sister. Didn't she get in a little elevator altercation or something?
She did. Solange.
Yes. I have a Solange appointment. I'm getting a massage later.
Solange Knowles? Is that her name?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, this says TV
again,
movie.
You just want an appetizer.
Is that impressive? Yeah.
They say that now I'm reading. Oh, God, I hate Wikipedia.
Do yoga poses. Everything's better.
Danny Glover was the narrator.
Oh, for the new one, for Beyond Scared Straight.
This is Scared Straight 20 years later.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
See that one.
Was it the same convicts and the same kids, or was it different people?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, I think most of the convicts they talked to were there forever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think they went out of their way to make a point of that, saying they've got nothing else going on, so their goal is to make these kids realize they don't want this to be their life, you know?
How do you expect anyone to be nice in prison? Because, really, what do you have to live for except being in a cage?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, nobody is nice in prison.
Remember,
you're the one who thought yoga would help.
Yoga will not help, Wendy. Remember last year on HBO, they did The Night Of, and some of those scenes were in prison, and you realize every time you think you can trust a guy, that guy will turn on you. It's like radio.
You can't.
So, well, it's almost as bad as radio.
And The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, think about it, and I don't know if you watched The Walking Dead.
Yes, are you caught up?
Yes, and here's the thing.
I almost can't take it anymore.
No real spoilers here, but the thing is, it's your own opinion of what is bad and what isn't, because there are two factions coming together to go head-to-head at this big old war.
It's like every season. It hasn't changed.
I know,
changed.
But it's going to come to a head.
Yeah.
But
you're right. What changes is
it's
more heightened, like you said, because now it is about... Because I'm really disturbed by what I'm seeing.
Did you get to the part where the walkers are doing yoga poses?
It's not even about the why.
Oops, my leg just ripped off.
They don't have limbs. It's so hard for
them.
That
would be easier yoga, quite honestly.
I don't know yoga.
I just think about the three of us right now. And if we were the last people left on Earth, we would team together for a while to try and figure things out. But then when food is scarce...
Right.
Judy would kill us in our sleep.
Judy would turn on us first.
I would eat you both.
Right, in our sleep. What's that itchy?
And then I would be the most powerful.
And you'd be living alone, baby.
I'd be living alone and dragging my feet to a field.
That's
It's because, like in anything, you think it's
people
not...
People suck.
Yes, it's about people. It's about how people react.
Yep.
Not about the zombies. That's why I really like it.
That's it for our uplifting show for today. I hope you guys...
It started with umbilical cords.
Let's put a plug in
zombies.
It. We're done.
We are done. All right. Thank you, Judy. We'll be back to close up shop next. It's Bill Winnie on WGN.
I've been scared straight working with you.
I don't blame you. What a show that was today, huh?
Huh? That's right.
I don't know if that even...
Huh?
I don't know if they could record what we just talked about for the past hour. I'm not sure that they can. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow, yet another show. We're not done yet. We got one tomorrow, maybe Friday. We'll see. We'll see how things play out.
We do.
There will be one Friday. All right. That's it for today. Thank you, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.